welcome to my latest match pod review for www.mufcglobal.co.uk. And Murta the Maker for some ridiculous reason still there. Come back to those changes in a moment. So huge match for Manchester United today against Liverpool at Old Trafford in the quarterfinal of the FA Cup. Mad match for a massive match for the manager, a massive match for the players. Not players, actually bothered half the time. We will see when they actually get out on the pitch, because it's never their fault, is it? According to some people, to say it's all about who has the right PR. But today will be United's final chance of an opportunity to get through. Obviously, there'll be a semi-final and a final to come, if that was the case, after this quarter-final. But United need to step it up today and get the result. So actually, they need a boost up to their season. I mean, already we get sort of the so-called positive, I'm being sarcastic there if you can't figure that out, because Spurs lost yesterday. Oh, United could maybe push for fourth or fifth now. Oh, if Villa dropped points against West Ham, it's an embarrassment that United have to rely on so many other teams to do a favour for them. They're a joke team, Manchester United, an embarrassment of a team. They've had an awful season. They could actually scrape out this awful season with a trophy and maybe getting into next season's Champions League, but it won't be by design. That will just be luck and coincidence. But yep, you do need luck in football, and as I say, it's a cup game today, so anything can happen. But back now to just the shysters and incompetence that are Richard Arnold and John Murta. So Richard Arnold, who has thankfully left and been kicked out, £5.5 million payoff. Absolute joke. £5.5 million for incompetence. Even more evidence, it's jobs for the boy. But John Murta, he's still at the football club. What is Servat doing? This is the guy. I mean, I was there when we lost some go at the game today. I was there when we lost 5-0 at home to Liverpool. And John Murta did solid stuff after the game. He should have. And then he goes to a meeting and says, oh, what a score after the Liverpool game, or the City game the week after, which was even worse because City declared at half-time. Because, you know, all the stuff he'd done for the club. What had he done for the club as a manager? Well, he'd done pretty much nothing as the club for manager. He took the job because he was a yes man. It's as simple as that. He would do as he was told. It's as simple as that. And you know, people sort of say, oh, look what's happened since Ollie's left. You know what? Ollie did a very poor job as manager of Manchester United. It's as simple as that. People would like to rewrite history because they like him because he was a legend as a player. He was a legend as a player. But for John Murta to then claim, oh, look at the stuff Ollie had done for me. Richard Arnold said Ollie had done phenomenal stuff for the football club. What had he done that was phenomenal as a manager? Nothing. This is the problem at the football club. I've told people this for over 10 years. The actual attitude, the culture at the club, it's no wonder players don't care. It's no wonder individual players can get paid massive amounts of money and not be bothered, or should I say, I won't name names, but I think it's big on to talk about. They can only use one foot. They can't be bothered to run hard all the time, but it's never their fault because the PR people out there, as I say, with those two players, all I'll say is one has better PR than the other, because let's be honest, one has the right passport to have better PR than others. But Murta's still there, as I say. I'm going to keep going on and on and on about John Murta because he should be nowhere near this football club. And so that, keeping this bloke on, is an absolute joke. And as I say, if you're paying off Richard Arnold £5.5 million for doing absolutely nothing for this football club on the football side, maybe it's the point that John Murta won't get that amount of money, so he's just hanging around. The guy should be kicked out, and that's it, finish. He can be a nice bloke, but he's incompetent. It's as simple as that. He had an opportunity, said Jim, or Servat, sorry, to maybe move into an area where it was better, like an infrastructure, but John Murta wanted to stay on. I mean, he was seen in Barcelona doing something. Was it with Richard Arnold? But he was sitting in Barcelona, apparently getting Frankie de Jong. He wasn't getting Frankie de Jong. He was just using up expenses and probably walked into a meeting and they just said, who are you? Laughed him out of the door, because that is what Manchester United are, a laughingstock of a football club that is going backwards, sadly, at a rate of knots. And as I say, I'm not having this, oh, look, they've had a load of injuries. Garbage. Get on with it. If you're a big football club, which Manchester United clearly are not at the moment, you deal with that. And as I say, it would help if your actual medical team was actually competent as well. But as I say, I think it's like Dr. Nick from The Simpsons for the Glazers. They don't want to pay for top quality medical people. They just want to take as much money out of this football club as they possibly can. So, team news will be out soon. It's... just having a wander down just near the motorway on the way to the game. So the team news will be out soon. So with the team news, you know, I do have a few players back, but it's all about how they perform on the day. Liverpool are in a good run of form. They're on for a quadruple. It's not a proper quadruple because the Europa League doesn't count in that regard, but we'll be four trophies. And as I say, Chelsea are still in the FA Cup, so they could bottle it when they're playing against kids in a final still. So, but for United, it's about winning this game and then pushing on further for the rest of this season. It is an international break after this, so a long time to stew if it all goes wrong.
So, team news is out. It is Onana in goal, a player that the Manchester News are beating because he's made some saves. It's from PR for United. I mean, goalkeeper makes saves. Shock horror. Nine in goal, back four of Almon Tati straight back in at right back. Dallo will play left back, as we assume. Centre backs are Varane and, should I even mention Varane? He never gets any credit for anything. It's Johnny Evans has been the only defender for the last centre back for the last few weeks, anyway. But it's Varane and Lindelof. Midfield, Casemiro is injured apparently, so it's McTominay, Mainu, and Bruno Fernandes, and then up front, Hoyland does come straight back in with probably Garnacho on the right, Rashford on the left. We'll see how long Hoyland lasts, because as I say, with this Manchester United side, they are one-dimensional, they only can play one way. So any team, and this is why with Everton last week, it was ridiculous, the penalties they gave away, that with United, you just need to keep it to 0-0 till about 60 minutes, and United usually, dare I say, bottle it, they don't have the tools, or there aren't changes off the bench that actually change any sort of urgency or play from Manchester United, so it'll be interesting to see how this game chips out. Some early goals would be helpful for Manchester United, but we'll see how the match goes. I'm just heading across now to the ground. It's actually quite a nice sunny day. I didn't bring my sunglasses, but I brought my umbrella though. But anyway, we'll see how the game goes. I'll be back post-match. We may have a bit of Dennis on. He's already been messaging me about wanting United to get hammered, but he's our man from Merseyside. He does love Everton, but as I say, he loves all teams from Merseyside, I think, like Tranmere and, I don't know, maybe a team that wears red as well. He will deny it all, though, if I do get him on, but I will ask him a question again, but we'll be back post-match with my thoughts. Oh, I just thought I sat off pre-match. Fair play to Mark Robin yesterday. Come to City, obviously, as Manchester United fans, I think we were sort of a few messages on there about, fair play. Coventry deserved it, obviously. It was a late smash and grab how they did it, but in regards to the whole game, I thought Coventry deserved the victory. And, a message was put on the group saying, oh, everybody would want Coventry. And I just thought to myself, well, actually, I think everybody would want Man United to get through, because if you watch Coventry, they actually played good football. They knew exactly what they were doing, and they played better football than Manchester United. I think if United get through, I think every team would rather play Manchester United ahead of Coventry, because at least United are, as I say, very one-dimensional, and you can get at them. As I say, Chelsea have got themselves through against Leicester, and Manchester City obviously beat Newcastle, Coventry through, so Manchester United on Liverpool for the final place in the FA Cup semi-finals. Right, signed the pub after the match. It finished Manchester United 4, Liverpool 3, United into the final. We'll go in to talk about the game as well and a few other bits and some messages I was sent through the game. But I do have Dennis. He has joined me in the pub, the Everton and Liverpool fan, but we're keeping the Liverpool bit quiet while we're sat in the pub full of United fans. Thoughts, Dennis?
How's that, Phil?
Thoughts on the game?
All right, great game. It was a neutral. Seesaw, wasn't it? Open-ended. Just pure entertainment for the neutral. But yeah, good on United winning the game. Showed a lot of character. I think they're being written off at various times by the commentators who watched it on the gate on the TV. But yeah, it's something that for them to build on, isn't it? Confidence-wise, young lads, that Diallo looked like a good player. Thought Garnacho looked sharp as well. Rashford did okay. It was a good team effort.
I mean, obviously you're a bit disappointed with the result because of your allegiances, but I mean, there's very positive stuff to say about United. I mean, there's talk of, I was at the game, I didn't see the post-match, but you mentioned about Roy Keane saying it's a turning point. What do you think about that?
It's always a potential turning point. It's the obvious thing to say, isn't it, on the back of a result like that? Because you think you're basing it on what's gone before. So it's the obvious thing to say after a good result like that. But it's the sort of result that can give teams confidence and inspiration. So I know where he's coming from, but it's pretty... It's easy to say it with words. What's important now is to build on it with performances, isn't it? In future games against less profile opposition.
Exactly, and I think, as I say, me and Dennis don't always agree. I mean, a lot of the time he talks absolute garbage, but to be fair to him, his analysis is pretty good. His analysis is pretty good when it comes out with it. Obviously, everybody has different opinions and you have to take that on board. But as you say, it's a classic thing. Actions speak louder than words. And I need to build on this and they need to improve on this. And obviously, I'll talk a little bit more about how the game went, saying a couple of the messages. Dennis did send a few during the match as I... he says it's wind-ups, but, you know, as I say, he's wearing a coat here. He's not unzipped it. I don't know whether... He's wearing his milk tray man outfit. So, Coventry City in the semi-final is... What do you think? Do you think United will get to the FA Cup final?
Yeah, definitely. I think they'll be up for it. And I think Ten Hag will be reminding them what it took to get to that semi-final and to make the most of the opportunity. So, yeah, if someone said it's £100 for a free bet, my money would go on United in that game.
And do bet responsibly, people, if that's the case. Big thanks to Dennis there for his thoughts in the on the game. I am back home now. Yeah, an amazing cup tie. Before cup tie, Manchester United saw out 4-3. McTominay with the early goal. United, not necessarily in control, but they started off as the better team. But then just a slack couple of minutes before the start of the second half, instead of clearing the ball out, trying to pass out the back, Rashford lazy in... chasing back Kwanzaa, and the ball eventually ended up for McAllister, who blasted it sort of at Onana's near post, but it did get deflected. No, really got hands on it, Onana, which was quite, to be fair, he did well looking back on it. And then Liverpool's second goal, which was, again, just clear the ball out, but the ball was passed through Bruno Fernandes. Was he fouled? Maybe he was, maybe he wasn't, but it was weak from Fernandes, and he needed to be stronger in that position. The ball ended up with Darwin Nunez, who had a shot saved from Onana, and then it was Salah, who basically just smashed the ball into the back of the net with his right foot. Couldn't miss, to be perfectly honest. It's a 2-1 at half-time, and then United, they show this weakness where they weren't in control of the game, because as a half war on, Liverpool did start to exert more control in the match, more possession, but they weren't creating any massive clear cut chances. There was a goal disallowed after, but again, Bruno Fernandes, he was caught in possession, or the ball was passed to him in a dangerous position, and Endo did score, but Salah was offside. In the second half, Liverpool did exert control. They had opportunities to make it 3-1. Onana made some good saves. And United, they needed to take opportunities or take a chance to push on to try and get the goal. It was a cup tie. Antony came on. Not many people very happy with that, to be perfectly honest. But it was Antony who actually got the equaliser. He got the equaliser with his right foot. Shock, horror. He got the equaliser to make it 2-2. And he did provide an impact. But the player who provided the most impact was Ahmed, who came on with only 5 minutes to go. And it was interesting. The substitutions were interesting. Ahmed came on for Varane. So it was like, I mean, obviously, with 5 minutes to go, you just thinking, well, we've got to try and win the game. And it was after this period that Antony got the goal, wasn't it? Because of Ahmed. But United were just sort of attacking. Liverpool, were they complacent? Possibly. But United did show some character to come back into the game. But I mentioned before at the start of this pod, in a cup tie, you need luck. You need luck in cups. And part of the thing is, I would hope that Ten Hag would make those kinds of decisions in league matches now. He hasn't been. He's always been playing it safe in league matches. But today, he made those decisions, and even in the extra time period, because there's extra time and penalties, He brought on Mason Mount at the start of the second half of extra time. United ended up that first period a goal down and deflected another deflection from a 25-yard shot from Harvey Elliott. Ericsson, who came on and actually was, did a really good job in the position for United. He was much more attacking. And I mean, I talk about extra time. He should have never even got to extra time. Beautiful ball from Ericsson into Rashford in the last 10 seconds of the game. And he put it wide. It was a poor finish. But Rashford got himself back into the position of hero-ish status by getting the equalising goal in extra time. Good interception for, I think it was McTominay that interception, but definitely McTominay for the assist into Rashford, first time shot. And then in the last moments of the game, Ahmad broke away into Garnacho, back to Ahmad, and an hourly shot in off the post. And a fantastic goal, and the crowd went absolutely ballistic with essentially what was the win. Ahmed did get sent off because he did take off his shirt and he'd already been booked, which is a shame. I don't know if he misses the semi-final or if it will be the next game because it was two bookings. But a fantastic sort of comeback victory for Manchester United, and you know, the crowd, the atmosphere at that time was fantastic. Ten Hag did a bit of a jig on the sidelines. He talked sort of afterwards about how United can beat anybody. They can beat anybody, but they can also lose to anybody, and that's the issue. And it was a fantastic end to the game if you're a Manchester United fan. It was a fantastic end from some of the messages that I got from people who support other clubs in Manchester, shall we say. I'm not sure there were many people that want Manchester United to win the game outside of that. There is a big rivalry now between Liverpool and Manchester City. Let's just say that. But United have to continue to put in that kind of character performance. Because let's be honest, what it was like pretty much an average team at home against a very good team as the away side. The away side has wrestled control of the match after a stronger start from the average side at home with the crowd behind them. But then the average side at home has got back into the game with character. Maybe the very good side has shown a little bit of complacency, thinking they don't need to get that third goal. But if you only ever a goal up, anything can happen in a match. And as I say, in the FA Cup final where City didn't dominate Manchester United last season, but if Scott McTominay controlled the ball at the end, it's 2-2 and it goes to extra time, and who knows what happens. And I did have a bit of some messages about Scott McTominay because my mate Andy, he loves Scott McTominay, thinks he's one of the greatest midfielders ever, but maybe that's going a bit too far. But he has once said that he thought he'd get into Manchester City's midfield. We all know that's not true, let's be perfectly honest, and that's me being generous with that wording. But he as I say, with Scott McTominay, he scores goals. He's not a great midfielder in regards of sort of control and being able to sort of control the match, but he's a runner. He does put in effort, and as I say, people will say, and quite rightly, he's got a goal and assist in today's game. So he can come away, and there were times when he was stretching his limbs. I was next to my mate at the game. I was sat in a slightly different position, but my mate at the game, and her daughter loved Scott McTominay. Had a Scott McTominay shirt on, so you know, fair play to Scott McTominay. For me, he's still a squad player, and but he's put in a performance today, and a performance that the team put in. And I say, I criticised Bruno Fernandes earlier on for poor play at the end of that first half. He got booked for a complaint of the referee. He was playing centre back towards the end of the match. Centre back. He won't get any credit for that because he's Bruno Fernandes, and he's easy to criticise him. And I think it's fair to criticise him when it's right to do so. But he doesn't get the credit that he deserves at that football club at times. And he chucked into a centre-back position, essentially, alongside Maguire. Because, as I say, Mount came on in the last 15 minutes for Lindelof. So, obviously, just going for the result. And it was good to see Mason Mount back. But he needs to perform. As I say, you spend that amount of money on him, he needs to come in and perform. And as I say, the number 7 shirt, just ridiculous. And all. As I say, the little things that will go out, like about John Murta, if those issues at the football club, a massive problem. And as I say, Ten Hag. Yeah, he's got himself some more time, but the bigger problem at that football club are the players. That's where the issue is at that football club. You keep getting rid of the managers, fine, but those players still stay there on ridiculous wages, some of them, and they still don't perform consistently. And this is the whole point, they have to perform consistently. Anthony scores a goal, runs up straight for them, points into the badge. Do you know what, mate? We don't pay you 200k a week to not be able to use your right foot and to score one goal every season. because I think that's his first goal at Old Trafford for a very long time. So this is it. The consistency has to be there. And then when they come back after the international break against Brentford, they need to turn up and perform. And it's Brentford, Chelsea. Who's our next home game? It's Liverpool again. And that kind of performance, well, it will need a better performance, because I don't think Liverpool will be, no, they weren't poor, but they weren't 100% of the races, will be the same again. So United are going to have to book up their ideas. So, fantastic result. As I say, the draw made Coventry in the semi-final. United will need to make sure not be complacent, because Coventry will be seen as the so-called average team in that situation. And United will be seen as the very good team, although United aren't very good at all. And Coventry have been fantastic at the Championship this season. As I say, Mark Robbins, you know, maybe it was written in the stars. Hopefully, it's not written in the stars that Coventry get to the FA Cup final and it's Manchester United. So, as always, thanks for listening. All pods up at www.musglobal.co.uk. Reverse podcast platform, just Spotify, Podbean, Listen Notes, PCAST, search MUFC Global. Like, comment, share, subscribe. Let me know what you think. As I say, in the pub afterwards, I was Dennis was there saying, surely you should be really happy and you know be really positive today on the pod. I'm a realist. I've always been a realist. I don't feel I've been one way or the other, and I mentioned about cup matches, you just need to get through cup matches. But United as a football club are way below the standards that they want, way below where they want to be, and the standards set at a football club, they'd say they're closer to the core of the earth than they are to any sort of level playing field. But anyway, as always, thanks for listening, and we'll be back after the international break. It's Brentford. I might try and get my mate Andy on to explain away how he thinks Scott McTominay's a fantastic footballer, and he's a future for Manchester United. He shouldn't be, should be sold in the summer, in my opinion. But I'll get shouted at for that, because he's from the youth. You can't sell players from the youth. Well, you can. And as I say, if 100 million bid came in for Rashford, I'd sell him. Bruno Fernandes, if a 70 million bid, any player at a top club, if you're a top club, any player has a price. And if a team's willing to pay that price, you've got to look at it. And United have financial issues. So, as I said, the issue is Surratt is not really that good at running football clubs. That's Nice and Lausanne. But anyway, thanks for listening. I will be back after the international break, possibly before. But anyway, but as always, thanks for listening. And a fantastic result for Manchester United. Up the F Reds and Cothrom. Come on, the Reds of Manchester. You need to be ready after the international break, hopefully with minimal injuries. Actually, no injuries will be helpful. And hopefully with Lisandro Martinez back, we shall see.